Good morning. Welcome to Senate Finance. Today is Thursday, April 13th, 2017. The time is 9:06 a.m. I'm Co-Chairman Anna McKinnon. With me this morning, Co-Chairman Hoffman.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Vice Chairman Bishop.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Senator Von Imhoff.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Senator Hughes.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Senator Olson.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Senator Machicki is on other state business before another committee at this time and should be joining us shortly. On today's agenda, we have two items, SB 78, Permanent Fund Dividend Contributions, and HB 137, the Council of the Arts Public Corporation. Is there anything to come before the committee before we begin? If I could direct members' attention to SB 78. For a quick history, we've heard this bill twice. The public hearing was opened and closed on 4/7/2017. At the last meeting, we talked about, with Ms. Race in front of us, the prioritization of the voluntary choices for use of one's permanent fund dividend check. Senator Bishop.
Madam Chair, I move amendment number one.
I'll object for purposes of discussion. Ms. Lucky, if you could place yourself on the record and then tell us what amendment number one does.
Good morning, Senate Finance Committee. My name is Julie Lucky. I am staff for Senator Anna McKinnon. We drafted this amendment at the request of Senator Bishop, and so I'm happy to explain it. It's a long amendment, but it really only does one thing. So if you turn to page two, starting on lines 29, so it directs the department to adopt regulations that would prioritize the existing Pick-Click-Give program under 4323062 over this new program, which will be enacted under 4323064. So it would basically, if a person had promised more of their dividend than they would receive, then the Pick-Click-Give donations would come out first, and the raffle tickets would be prioritized second.
Are there questions from committee members? And if you recall, under voluntary contributions, the UA Scholars Program is the first item that is prompted for the people of Alaska when they go through their, when the software program advances a question. The second thing that comes up is click and give. So if they want to make those voluntary contributions. And then the third prompt would be, would you like to support public education by participating in a raffle with a chance to win? So I'll remove my objection to the adoption of amendment number one. Is there further objection? Seeing and hearing none, amendment number one is adopted, and we have an amended CS before us. Is there conversation on Senate Bill 78, an act creating an education endowment fund and a dividend raffle fund authorizing donations from the permanent fund dividend for education purposes, and enter the permanent fund dividend raffle relating to transfer from the dividend raffle fund and the education endowment fund relating to the definition of gambling, providing for an effective date, and I'm not sure the title is touched, but as amended. Senator Bishop, could you leave us with some final comments on the bill before us?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, I'll just kind of recap what I said when we introduced the bill. I think my office specifically, I know I'm sure everyone's office, people in Alaska take education near and dear to their heart. And we see that in the forms of emails and phone calls and text messages as we work our way through this budget process. I think this is another tool in the toolbox to allow those people to make a contribution voluntary to public education. And only time will tell. I think it will, at the end of the day, be something that's popular with Alaskans. And I thank the body for hearing the bill, and that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Hughes, followed by Senator Von Imhoff.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I want to thank the sponsor for bringing this forward, and I also want to thank him for his responsiveness to the comments that were made in the Education Committee regarding the use of the word raffle as opposed to the word lottery, because I think that is an important clarification. The word raffle involves a defined group of people and a defined limited amount of time, which it is, so it's no different than we go to a local chamber meeting and participate in a bucket raffle. It's for a limited group of people, a limited period of time, and so I think that is an important distinguish that's important to the public, and I appreciate his willingness to make that language adjustment. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Hughes. Senator Von Imhoff.
I just, Madam Chair, if I could just come back, and I omitted one bouquet I wanted to throw out to this committee was my colleague's suggestion that we do have a ranking order on our donations, and since Chair McKinnon, you're totally accurate. You know, UA College Savings Plan, boom, right there. Pick, click, give. We got 600 organizations. Definitely, we're not trying to knock anybody out of the box. They're number two, and lastly, education's number three. And I just look forward to seeing how this works.
Thank you, Senator Bishop. And we did cover the fiscal notes, mm-hmm. but I would direct the committee's attention to fiscal note number two. It's dated 3/31/2017. There is some software upkeep on this particular item. Brief at ease. We're back on the record. On fiscal note number two, from the Department of Revenue, OMB number 121, I'm going to ask for your support, a committee support, in amending the funding source. I would like to change the funding source to 1005. It's program receipts. If you recall, when we had Ms. Race before us and Mr. Feldman from Senator Bishop's office, there is a percentage charge for the administration of the program inside of the document. Is that other members' recollection of how this would be handled so it would not be undesignated general funds? Do I have the support of the committee for changing the fiscal note to reflect a funding source of 1005 for program receipts? There is no objection. That is amended. In FY19, that projection for services is $4,400. In 2020, it's anticipated to be $8,800. In 2021, $13,100. In 2022, $17,500. In FY23, $21,900. Again, this depends on the activity of the people of Alaska, whether those costs will be realized or not. But again, from program receipts, for those who participate. Senator Bishop, may I have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 78, version 30-LS0534/M from committee as amended with accompanying fiscal notes and committee recommendations.
Is there objection? Seeing and hearing none, the CS for Senate Bill number 78/M as amended moves from committee. Brief at ease while we sign the paperwork. We're back on the record. Welcome, Senator Machicki. I hope you were successful in the meeting where you were at.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
The next item before us is House Bill 137. It is an act redesignating the Alaska State Council on the Arts as a public corporation and governmental instrument of the state, defining the powers and duties of the Alaska State Council on the Arts, providing exemptions from certain statutes for the Alaska State Council on the Arts, making conforming amendments, and providing for an effective date. You might recall that we heard this bill on March 24th. It was Senate Bill 66. I'd like to invite Representative Harriet Drummond to the microphone and her staff, Kristen Cranendonk. Welcome, Representative Drummond.
Good morning, Senator McKinnon and members of Senate Finance. Thank you for having us here this morning. House Bill 137 is a House Education Committee bill. I spoke with all the members of the committee and got unanimous consent to introduce this legislation as a committee bill. It ultimately passed the House unanimously. House Bill 137 quasi-privatizes the Alaska State Council on the Arts, or ASCA as we'll refer to it, by restructuring it as a public corporation in order to help them continue to work with self-employed Alaskan artists and businesses during these challenging fiscal times. This new status will allow the ASCA to increase its ability to leverage funds from non-governmental contributors and better adapt to the shifting economic climate. My understanding is that this committee already heard the Senate version of this bill, so I will not go into detail about the bill unless the chair would like me to. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Would the committee like a sectional walkthrough of the structure of the bill, or are we comfortable with as it stands before us? Senator Von Imhoff.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Is there a differing aspects between the two bills, or are they the same?
For the record, Kristen Cronendunk, staff to Representative Drummond. The version you have before you is the same as the Senate bill, although I do believe you have an amendment.
Does the committee want a sectional walkthrough? Thank you. Are there questions for the sponsor? Seeing and hearing none, Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As you look at the privatization, or quasi-privatization, as you called it, and looking for other source of funding, and you talked about the private sector, are there any other places besides the private sector that you're looking, that this bill allows you to do, to get funds from?
I would defer to Ben Brown, the chairman of the State Council, who is very knowledgeable in these matters as to funding sources.
Mr. Brown.
Madam Chairman, good morning. Benjamin Brown, Chairman of the Alaska State Council on the Arts. Senator Olson, to respond to your question, there are some earned income opportunities, program receipts that the council is currently looking at. We have a license plate program that passed last year, and that's in process. There's going to be a two-round competitive process to select a license plate to celebrate the arts. That'll generate some funds. And we've had some conversations, actually, with Senator Hughes and with some other legislators about other ways we might look for earned income, possibly trying to use the Contemporary Art Bank to provide art to non-governmental offices for some sort of compensation. But those possibilities are kind of in their very initial stages. But in addition to asking for foundation funds, we certainly see earned income as a possibility going forward, Madam Chairman.
Are there other questions?
Just a comment, Madam Chair.
Senator Olson.
That was the question that I had, where you're looking at other things like program receipts, and you talked about the loan program. Are you planning on participating in it, or is that a serious consideration?
Madam Chairman, Senator Olson, we don't know of any other state that has a public art bank that has started to try to use it as a service to the private sector, but it's certainly something we're willing to look at. I think I may have mentioned this when I testified on the 24th of March. I think the problem is right now the private sector isn't looking about for ways to spend money to decorate its buildings in the current economic climate any more than the public sector has a lot of extra resources for that. But going forward into the future, it's certainly a possibility, and we want to use the resources from the National Assembly of State Arts Agencies, on whose board I serve, to see if there's an example in another state we can possibly replicate, Madam Chair.
Last question, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. Senator Olson.
Under the program receipts, would you be competing with any other any other entity out there that would be also trying to get into those same program receipts?
Madam Chairman, it's somewhat ironic. My late father was instrumental in helping found the Children's Trust. I certainly have Children's Trust plates on both of our cars, my spouse and I do, and I'm going to have to get arts plates as soon as those are out there. So that's one conflict that exists. I mean, I can't have two sets of license plates on my car. But other than that, Senator, no, I don't think there's certainly nothing out there. I mean, private galleries don't rent art. They sell art. So I don't see any possible unfair competition there.
Get two cars, Mr. Brown. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Madam Chairman, maybe even a third
Senator
car.
Senator Olson, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Brown. Again, if we could try to come through the chair so that we can keep the secretaries and those listening off-net that might not have visual and only audio, helping them know who's talking. Representative Drummond, when SB 66 came up for us, I asked about whether these trustees should be confirmed or not. Do you have a position on that? In Alaska state statute, we have several corporations that have trustees that are confirmed by the legislature. As an example, AGDC or Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. And we also have some corporations that are not confirmed, like the Aerospace or the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation. That are not confirmed by.
I don't have an opinion on that one way or the other, Madam Chair. I believe there are 11 members of the council, and the I believe areas of expertise are defined for them in this bill, so that the council best serves the needs of the organization, as skills in the art area are. Rather unique to that business.
Thank you. Mr. Brown, do you have an opinion on whether the trustees should be confirmed or not confirmed?
Madam Chairman, to respond to your question, as I said when I testified in March, the council spent the better part of a year looking at models in all the other states and jurisdictions, and they're all over the map. Some council members are appointed by legislative bodies. There are legislators who mandatorily serve in other jurisdictions. Some jurisdictions the governor appoints, the legislature confirms. And we looked at all those examples, and we thought that the number of council members and the way in which they're currently appointed works perfectly well. So it was not something the council thought needed to be changed. And I would, Madam Chairman, thank you for having provided the example of the Permanent Fund Board of Trustees. Those trustees are not confirmed. That seems also to be working. So I think the status quo in that regard is perfectly fine. We don't see any need to change it, Madam Chairman.
And we are the Finance Committee, so I throw that out to senators at this table. Are we of like minds that we do not believe that we need a confirmation at a legislative level for this new corporation? Okay. Thank you for presenting the bill, Representative Drummond. Thank you, Mr. Brown. We have the bill in front of us. Public hearing was already heard on this issue previously. I'd like to I offer amendment number one. Could you object?
Object for purposes of discussion.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Bishop. When we had the previous bill before us, there is a preference in the bill, and so I was asking to add the Alaska bidder preference. That's all I have to say about it. It seemed like to be missing. If we were going to have a preference, we should include the others. Brief at ease. We're back on the record. Senate Finance. April 13th, 2017, we have HB 137, Council on the Arts before us. We took a brief at ease. We have offered amendment number one. There was an objection. I just wanted to confirm that the Alaska bidder preference is combined with the Alaska veterans preference, consistent with 36-30-321. So just wanted to make sure both of those were there. And that was so that local artists could compete with national and international. A brief conversation we will provide committee members before we get to the floor what Alaska bidder preference means so that we have that for committee members. I will, Senator Bishop, do you maintain your objection?
No, I do not. I remove my objection.
Are there further objections to amendment number one? Seeing and hearing none, I'm sorry, I'll hold for a second. Representative Drummond, would you like to comment on amendment number one? Thank you. Amendment number one is adopted. Would the committee members like to discuss this bill? Senator Bishop, can we go over the fiscal notes?
Madam Chair, Department of Education and Early Development, Appropriation Commission and Boards, Alaska State Council on the Arts, the OMB component number is 192. It's effectively a zero fiscal note. This fiscal note removes all funding within the State Council and allocation under the Commission of Boards and Appropriation. This funding is being transferred to the new State Council of the Arts Appropriations, and everyone has those fiscal notes and can see that switch in front of them. The second one, Department of Education Early Development, Alaska State Council on the Arts, Alaska State Council on the Arts. Tentatively, we have no fiscal note, OMB component number, excuse me, but we will get one when it's created. There is a cost of $2,768,500 annually. The analysis is this: the positive impact of cost reductions cannot be determined until the agency restructures. Efficiencies that are anticipated in operating costs cannot be quantified at present. So that's the thumbnail sketch, ma'am.
Are there questions on the fiscal note? This is something that already receives funds and leverages other funds from out of state from the National Arts Endowment. Brief at ease, we believe we might have found a definition. We're back on the record. Four committee members in 36-30-990, we have definitions. An Alaska bidder means a person who A, holds a current Alaska business license, B, submits a bid or proposal for goods, services, or constructions under the name appearing on the person's current Alaska business license, C, has maintained a place of business in the state staffed by the bidder or offerer or an employee of the bidder or offerer for a period of 6 months immediately preceding the date of the bid or proposal. D, is incorporated or qualified to do business under state law, is a sole proprietorship, and I'm truncating now, or E, if a joint venture is composed entirely of ventures that qualify under A through D. So you can find that definition for an Alaska bidder under 36-30-990 definitions. Number two is Alaska bidder. Senator Olson, any other questions?
The Alaska statute 303-9990.
36.30.990, and it's number two, Alaska bidder. Thank you, Ms. Lucky. Are we ready to move the bill? Senator Bishop.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 137, version 30-LS0556/A, as amended from committee with the accompanying fiscal notes and committee recommendations.
Is there any objection to moving House Bill 137/A as amended? Seeing and hearing none, the The bill moves from committee. Brief it ease while we sign the paperwork. We're back on the record. Senate Finance, Thursday, April 13th, 2017. Is there anything else to come before the committee? Our next meeting is today at 1:30. We plan on bringing up SB 83, Vulnerable Adults and Long Care, and other bills previously heard. With that, we're adjourned.